Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online's Once Upon a Time Recap. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm doing great. How about you, Rachel?
I'm doing good. Just got back from the One Tree Hill convention, and my voice has finally started to come back, so I can finally do this recap with you, which I'm excited to talk about, because we got Hercules and Meg.
Yes.
Yes. I gotta be honest, though, when they first announced Hercules and Meg, I was kind of hoping for, like, an older version of them, but I actually ended up really liking, like, the pre, like, it was different from, like, the Disney movie, you know?
Yeah. It was, like, pretty much completely different. There wasn't really any similarities. It was definitely taken more so, well, at least the Hercules part was taken more so from the Greek mythology in terms of him having to, like, complete his labors or whatever they were calling them so he could go to Mount Olympus and be with Zeus. But, and then Meg, I don't know if Meg is part of the Hercules myth ever. So they kind of just, you know, tacked her in there.
I just liked that they threw in the line, "Name's Megara, my friends call me Meg." I was like, yes!
Yeah, that was good.
But she didn't say, I wish she would have added on, like, there if they would if I had any. But
yeah.
It's a nice little Easter egg. Because I love Hercules when I was growing up. I ran around in a Meg dress for, like, 2 years when I was, like, 5 or 6, so... Yeah. So this was a very Snow White centric episode, which we haven't seen one of those in a while. And I usually don't like young Snow White. And even though it's the same actress, but she's definitely grown up. And I feel like she's kind of embracing, like, Ginny's performance of Snow White more. Like, I can see the two kind of melding together now. Because when she was really young, she was very snotty, and I wasn't a fan of young Snow White. But this Snow White in this episode, I actually really liked.
Yeah. It was definitely different. Obviously, they haven't had Bailey Madison do a Snow White flashback in a while. I think the last time I don't think there was any in season 3.
It was a while ago, yeah.
It's like when they had that, I would know since I'm literally binge watching about a time on Netflix currently, watching it, because, you know, nostalgia, 100 episodes, I got emotional about it, so I was like, no, why not? So I just watched the season 2 episode where, you know, Korra kills her mom and whatever, and did that whole thing. I feel like that's the last time that she was on, but I really don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I think there might have been, like, maybe one other one, but,
Yeah,
that was the gist of it.
It was a while ago.
But I was really... It's been a while, because she definitely grew up. I really loved her and Hercules. I thought they were adorable together.
That was a cute little twist. Like, they were like, oh, Hercules is going to have, like, a surprising connection to somebody. And no, it's not that he's related to someone, which, obviously, technically, he's related to Hades, but everyone already knew that, so... I like that was a surprise. I just like that they showed, like, that Snow had, like, a cute little crush, you know, back in the day. Like, Charming wasn't, like, the only person she's ever liked or been interested in ever in her life. So that was cute. And like you said, it was cool to see, like, teenage Hercules and teenage Snow White. So that was fun.
Yeah, I really liked that. And it was kind of before Regina had gone, like, full-blown Evil Queen.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like when I really like this flashback, and usually I'm not crazy about, like, the Snow White and Regina flashbacks. We get them so much. But, yeah, I was a big fan of this one.
Yeah, it was probably because time, like, normally when there's a Snow White-Regina flashback, it's something... It's basically a time period we've already seen, just a different day. So it'll be like, oh,
mm-hmm.
She's trying to kill Snow White. But it's like 3 days later. this time it was, like, legitimately, like, a completely different time that we have never seen ever. Like, Snow,
exactly.
As a teenager, and then Regina there. Like, not when it was, though, not partially confused. Oh, it probably was before. Because I would say there was, like, the episode way back when, like, the whole with the genie thing was, like, Snow was, like, grown-up-ish Snow then, and Regina was, like, it was, like, almost as if she just got there. Or maybe she'd been there for a while and just felt trapped.
It was
I
before.
Really,
yeah, that the flashback was before that.
It was weird. It just got confusing in
don't
my mind.
Don't question it.
Don't ever question the timeline. Just yeah.
Go with it.
That's cool.
The generalization. You get the gist. You get the gist. So, you're going to have to say the three-headed dog's name, because I've just been calling it Fluffy, and I forgot how to say it. Cerberus?
Cerberus?
We're going to go with
Cerberus.
That. No, I'm Cerb for short. What's Cerb? Honestly, like, I liked it, but I was expecting it to be a lot bigger than, like, a Doberman. Like, I know I was, like, much more powerful than, like, a regular dog, but it looked like a straight-up Doberman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've just been spoiled with, like, the Harry Potter Fluffy, and then in the actual Hercules movie, I mean, he could literally ride it, its head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It was I like seeing it because I love all the mythology they're tying into it the second half of the season. But we finally got to see Hades meeting Emma, Snow, and Regina, which I didn't think we were going to get that right away. I thought he was going to be more like man behind the curtain type thing. But oh no,
yeah.
He strolls on out and is like, listen, all the sass in the world. And I'm loving Hades right now, even if he's not too good for our characters.
Yeah, that whole part was super funny how he just kind of waltzed out and he was just like, oh, you must be Regina and you must be, like, he didn't even let them talk. He just like making all the assumptions for them, and I really liked how he was just total sass from the get-go. Same with how he interacted with Hook. It was just so, just, he's just very sassy, and I always appreciate a good sassy villain.
Yeah, he's playing him very well, and I'm glad his hair is not blue all the time.
Yes.
That would
have been distracting. Like, I would never have been able to deal with that if it was like
no.
That all the time.
No, not at all. Because, yeah. another sassy villain that we got to see again is Cruella, which yes, she is back. And she wants to come back to the real world because she misses her gin. Like, you
would
think
like,
the underworld would have some gin. Like, you know, I mean, she doesn't really, like, hurt anybody because she can't kill anybody. But my question is, does that still apply to the underworld?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Like you mean kill... Well, I guess they technically could die down there, I guess, because they're alive.
They go to, like, the worst place, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
Our people can technically die, I'm assuming, but...
Those could die down there. Like, everybody else that's already down there, yeah, I guess she could send them to a worse place. Like, I don't... Because that's not really killing. I don't know. That's a tough one.
I need an example of this.
Need an explanation. But,
yeah.
Like, how she... She just, like, finds Henry, and, of course, there's this, like, magic loophole about the quill and how it's still out there because it was basically a living thing. And I'm like, okay. So I guess that's cool, I guess, because that adds another dynamic to the whole them being down there. Another thing for them to do.
That's what I was kind of hoping for, because, like, I thought it was kind of a cop-out when Henry just snapped the quill in half and then, oh, look, no more author problems. And that's another reason why I think Cruella hasn't, like, didn't try to do anything to Henry, if she can, because she needs him, because he's the author.
Seems like there's a lot of this whole, like, deciding who, like, people wanting to trade their lives for somebody else that's, you know, alive. So I guess this whole quill thing could be a way for us, one, to get Cruella back just on a regular basis, two, to have Pan back. Like, can we just get them, two of them, to be in the same room together? Because I just really want
that would be amazing.
In the same room,
I just want a villain support group episode. Like, they're all sitting around together, talking about all their problems.
Got defeated. Boo hoo. Yeah, that would be great.
I know the heroes will never go for, like, writing it to fix it. She has, like, a very genuine point. Like, you can fix all of this with, like, just scribble.
Yeah. Of course, though, the price of the magic probably would be something ridiculous, so.
But is it, though, with the author? I feel like it's different, because I know, like, magic always comes with a price, whatever. But at the same time, you're, like, kind of doing it for the better, like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how, like, writing someone back to life, how that would even work. Like, just, I guess you could just rewrite the story, like, I guess you could really do anything. But
well, you know, if he hadn't snapped the quill, we wouldn't be here right now. Because in the first episode, Hook was like, just write it so your mom's not the Dark One.
True. You
saved us a whole lot of time, Henry. Whole lot of time and angst.
All right, Henry. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for all the angst and pain. So the cliffhanger. I don't know if I want to call it a cliffhanger.
More like ultimatum.
Oh, yeah, ultimatum. Because Hercules and Meg were able to defeat Cerberus, and that was their unfinished business. And they start walking to Olympus. And now I'm curious, is Olympus supposed to be like heaven, or is it just that's what they get to go to? Because he's a demigod.
I think it's different for every person. I think, like, that's the way they're trying to spin it, is that, like, you get to be in a place that would make you happy. So I don't know what that means for, you know, whoever. But for Hercules, at least, since they're in the underworld, which is, like, a realm of, like, the gods, technically, then moving on to, like, a better place for him would be, like, being able to get to go up to Olympus. So I guess it's just, that's just, for him, that's where he gets to go. And he gets to bring Meg with him, question mark, but...
See, that's why I'm questioning it, because Meg's mortal.
Maybe it's probably just an oversight, like, the rules are different than it would be in, like, actual Greek mythology, because the whole point of him becoming a hero...
I'm hoping we get a better explanation of this.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. I was surprised, though, that they literally and wrapped up the storyline of Hercules, like, in one episode. But I guess it's not really essential to the storyline.
Yeah, because he's not Hercules. Like, he's a kid still. Honestly, I was waiting for Meg when she's like, oh, you're the boy who tried to save me. I was honestly waiting for Hercules to show up. Or not Hercules, for Hades to show up and be like, oh, good job, da-da-da, because she had the deal with him in the Disney movie. So
yeah.
I was thinking that was, like, a big Hades, like, he set that up so Hercules would die.
Yeah.
But I was waiting for that. But, you know. Gotta wrap it up in one episode. Maybe they'll come back somehow.
Sure if... Maybe they'll be in a later episode somehow. But I did like how they had, of course, they used Meg as a way to show that Hook is still a hero because he literally was like, you go, I'll stay behind and get torn apart by this dog.
Yeah. Well, he's always had a soft spot for women, really, I think, in general.
Yeah.
Because even with Aurora, he wouldn't let her heart get thrown into the portal. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, I just don't want a woman losing a heart unless it's over me. It's like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, Hook, whatever. We see right through
whatever,
that.
Whatever, you just want to save all the damsels and all the stress, so there you go. It's fine.
There you go. But yeah, so the ultimatum is for every soul that moves on, Hook has to pick someone to stay permanently. So, I don't even know how they're going to get out of this. Obviously, his first name is going to put down as Rumple.
And then the Dark One, and then Crocodile. I saw that on Tumblr, and I laughed really hard about it. There you go, problem solved.
There you
Rumple
go, problem
no
solved.
Oh, no, it was Mr. Gold, Rumpelstiltskin, and Crocodile.
Yes.
Yep, that's it. That's
I mean, technically, they are three different people.
Personalities, so...
Technically, it could work. I don't know how they're going to get out of this. Like, obviously, I mean, like, can you really defeat Hades?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that something that they can do? Or are they just going to have to, like, I don't get it. Like, can Hades come to their world if they, like, jip him or, like, cross him? Like, can he come back and come get them? I don't know, and it's bothering me.
I don't know. Like, I guess what you could say is that it's just like it's not like there's some written rule about the underworld that like every soul that moves on, a living person has to stay. Like, he's just saying that. It's not like there's some like magical technicality down there where it's like, oh, you're trapped here. So technically, if they can escape, then I guess they're just gonna escape. I don't really know, unless it's possible for them to send Hades to the, you know, fiery pit of
the worst part,
the world, or down the soul of the river of lost souls or whatever. This is not what happens.
Oh my god, I was so excited to see that in the promo.
Yeah,
not
so
excited that Hook was dangling over it.
Yes.
But I was still really excited to see the river.
Oh,
I was like, oh, more Hercules stuff.
I still wonder what the other colors mean. Like, I know what the green one means, but, like, what's the red and blue and yellow? Like, what are those?
Yeah. Okay, so is that how the colors are tying in? Because it's the green.
Oh, like the face?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know if the fates
were
tying ever, or if the colors have anything to do with that. But I just have a lot of questions about what I'm calling the rainbow.
Or maybe he just, you know, maybe he just likes rainbows.
I know. I'm like, maybe he just wanted to decorate with some rainbows because he's in a rainbow.
You never know.
Is rainbow
you
river
never
room?
Know. You never know with Hades. Maybe you just want to throw some color in there.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Just the fact that right off the bat, they were like, oh, let's just hit a card with the field for the last week. You know, apparently wasn't enough, which it wasn't enough. When Hook was like, oh, when you love someone, you know. And I'm like, oh, God, we're doomed. When
oh, I know. He was so adamant.
I love how they shared that sneak peek, but that whole part was cut out of it. Like, we didn't even know. I was like, oh, I've seen this before.
I know. I was like, this wasn't in there. I was like, that's not a part of it. Because they cut it very well.
That was
to make
very...
it look like you weren't missing anything.
Perfect.
I was like, oh. All right.
And the other thing that was a really pleasant surprise is the fact that Charming keeps what does he keep doing? He keeps bringing up the fact that they're there to save Hook. I'm like, oh, you just want your bro back. You've come so far. Makes me so
he
proud.
He does.
And the fact that
Captain
Snow
Farming
finally decided to ditch her stupid curse name because that was getting annoying.
Weren't we just talking about that last week?
No.
Was it you I was talking with that about? And we're like, okay, why do you keep calling her Mary Margaret when she's Snow White and you guys haven't been cursed in, like, 4 seasons?
Yeah. So I was like, yes, let's never call her Mary Margaret ever again. No. Finally.
Yep.
So, yeah, those were my highlights, those three little things, I guess.
Yes.
And the promo that followed, because, like you said, Hook dangling over the river of lost souls. It's going to be intense.
Yes. Is it bad that I want, like, a Hercules and Meg role reversal type thing where I'm going to have to, like, dive in after him, body them, and, like...
I want that, too, in a lot of ways.
I mean, her magic is working, because that was her. She had the gray smoke that poofed everyone out, because that was not Regina. That was Emma's.
Let's see that now that she's not the Dark One anymore, she still realizes the utilization of the pooping method, because it works for a lot of really good things.
Yes. She never really utilized that until she became the Dark One. But all right, I think that about wraps up this episode. We will see you guys next week. Be sure to check out thevro.com for more recaps and interviews and all that good stuff. Like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. Follow us on Instagram at Variety Radio Online, as well as Tumblr. And we are on Twitter at thevro. And you can also find our shows over on Audioboom. All right, so we will see you next week for what is probably going to be an amazing episode, because Jane is writing it, and, you know, Kevin Swan, man. Kevin Swan for life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Throwing that out there.
And on that note, we bid you goodbye.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.